Now, last but not least, I mentioned earlier a bit of good news on the menopause front, and I was so pleased to hear that the campaigner Diane Danziebrink has managed to get menopause onto the national curriculum to be taught as part of sex education. Isn't that amazing? Well done, Diane. I really hope this helps to demystify and normalise conversations around this part of every midlife woman's life. But I was a bit shocked to see some of the negativity here. Maybe it was just the tabloid media talking it up, I don't know, but there were some negative comments, some people saying that children had enough to worry about without being scared of something many decades away. Well, it's true, it may be many decades away, but I would say that knowledge is power. Menopause and perimenopause is nothing to be scared of, providing we have the full facts and we're prepared. And how else are we going to get the full facts unless we have someone to teach us? In any case, I actually think it's really helpful for young people, boys and girls, to have an awareness of what older women in their lives, their mothers, their grandmothers, sisters, aunts, teachers, etc., may actually be going through. And let's not forget, actually, that 1 in 100 or more young women have an early menopause in their 30s, and that all women will be affected at some time in their lives if they live long enough. So it's really important to be aware of something that will affect far more women than some of the other topics that get taught as part of sex education these days. So well done to Diane for making this change happen. And the next part of her campaign is to get mandatory menopause training for all GPs who scandalously still receive barely any menopause training whatsoever, despite this being a time of extreme healthcare need for so many women. Statistically, far more so than many of the other conditions GPs have to learn about. So why don't they have to learn about menopause? It's crazy. So if you have yet to sign her petition calling for mandatory GP menopause training, please do think about it. Just head to change.org. If you look up the Make Menopause Matter campaign, you can sign it there. Your signature could really make all the difference. I have signed, and last time I looked at the petition, I could see that I could donate a small amount of cash just to try and get this under the noses of a few more people as well. So I did just that. And together, we really can make this happen and transform lives of women for the better. And on that positive note, I shall sign off for this week. I hope you're loving the recipe for egg-free strawberry meringues.